I wish I would cut the promo where I could just take a jacket off and headbutt it and drop an elbow on it and knee drop and woo around and the people go absolutely nuts. But you're looking at that like, this dude is insane, but I love it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like, if you did that in the mall, you're going to get arrested, you know? But you can do it in wrestling and it's perfectly fine.
Wrestling is life. Wrestling is life. Wrestling is life, is wrestling.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Wrestling is Life, is Wrestling with Cody Diener. I am Cody Diener and I am a professional wrestler. I'm a professional wrestling producer with TNA Wrestling. I'm a professional speaker traveling all across North America delivering programs and presentations to youth all across the nation. I am also a proud father of 4 wonderful children and also a husband to 1 beautiful wife. And I am a professional podcaster. This is my podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time coming to Wrestling is Life is Wrestling with Cody Diener. If it's not, welcome back. And I can say I'm a professional podcaster because to say you're professional, you got to say, well, the only way you can say that is you're getting paid to do what you're doing, and I'm getting paid in various ways to bring this podcast to you. One of those ways is through my sponsors, and one of them is one of my OG sponsors for Wrestling is Life is Wrestling, and that is Rest When Dead Clothing. Check them out on restwhendead.ca or on Instagram at Rest When Dead Clothing and check out all their wicked awesome swag. They got the most coolest designs in the industry. I know this not just because I think it, but because it's the thing that I hear from fans all across the world that I talk to that get their Rest When Dead Clothing. Like, man, I get compliments on this stuff all the time. Every time I wear this t-shirt, someone stops me and is like, hey man, what shirt is that? Where did you get that? And then they spread the love and tell them, oh, I got it from Rest When Dead. I heard it from my buddy Cody Diener. You can see some of that sweet merch over at restwhendead.ca and Rest When Dead Clothing on Instagram. They also have some signature series shirts from TNA superstar Crazy Steve and TNA superstar Jody Threat. Go check them out right now. restwhendead.ca. Other ways you can support the podcast are by going to prowrestlingtees.com/Cody Diener. I have, man, at least 20 different shirt designs from all over the years up right now at prowrestlingtees.com/Cody Diener. I'm also doing cameos. I'm doing personalized messages for birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, any holiday, no reason at all. You just want to send a nice, kind, motivating, funny, inspiring, I want to say mean video. Hey, you want to send a video to your boss where you want to quit your job and hey, you're afraid to do it. You want Cody Diener to do it for you? I'll do that too. You just go head on over to cameo.com/Cody Diener. I don't know if I can do a mean video. Oh man, I've never been. I probably shouldn't put that out into the universe that I'm willing to do that. Quit someone's job for them. Oh man, that's making me nervous even thinking about it, but hell, I'll do it. I'm a worker. You give me the money, I'll quit your job for you. So head on over to cameo.com/Cody Diener and we'll see if anybody takes me up on that offer to quit their job for them. If they do, man, I'll have to put the cameo that I do up on this podcast in the coming weeks. Another way you can support me that doesn't involve you quitting your job in any way or making me do it for you is by going to patreon.com/Cody Diener. I have all the archives of past guests, the full conversations, unedited raw footage, both video audio format of all my past guests, as well as early and ad-free conversations for all my upcoming guests. So even next week's guest is going to be up in just a few days, almost an entire week early, both part one and part two, unedited, all up there, as well as bonus stories from each and every guest that I've had in the past. So if you want bonus stories that are not available on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, like the edited versions of these shows, but these bonus stories from our guests, they're all up right now at patreon.com/Cody Diener. I got free trials over there that you can sign up for and just check it out for a week or so and see what you think. And then you consider being a supporter over at patreon.com/CodyDiener. All right, that's enough shilling for now. Let's get to today's guest, to part two with my buddy Heath. You learned last week that Heath is more than just the I got kids guy from the WWE. This guy has had an amazing career. It is not over yet. There's more to come from our buddy Heath, but we have learned through last week's conversation that, I mean, number one, Heath is just a funny, awesome dude. But two, there's a lot more to Heath than meets the eye. He's an inspiring guy. He's an amazing human being. And he's got a story to tell, a story that I think is inspiring people. And I, you know what? I know that it is inspiring people because the feedback that I have got from listeners is that they were inspired by Heath's story. They were touched by Heath's story, and I was touched by Heath's story in the conversation that I had with him. And I learned that I have a lot more in common with Heath than I realize. And I think there's fans out there that learn that as well, that they have something in common with Heath, this guy that grew up in a town in the middle of nowhere, very small population. And maybe that's your circumstance. You live in a small town, or, you know, you're not living in this place where people are going on and doing these great dream jobs. You just think, oh, I'm just like everybody else in this small town. I'm never going to be able to accomplish what I want to accomplish. But then you hear Heath's story and it inspires you and makes you realize, wait a minute, no, I can do the things that I want to do. I can accomplish the goals that I have set out for myself. And I'm inspired by someone like Heath. That's what I got from part one conversation. And we're going to get some more inspiration from part two with Heath here today. So, without further ado, let's continue this conversation. Go back and listen to part one if you didn't. It was an awesome part one of the conversation. And now we're going to continue our insightful, inspiring, and just a conversation that I know is going to put a smile on somebody's face with my buddy and now yours, Heath.
And like, I feel like those words that people have gave me in my wrestling, like even like Dr. Tom Pritchard, he's like him and Arn Anderson, both are two men that like, I cherish every word they tell me, you know, those two men that's had my back in my life and in my wrestling life, like always just had my damn back, bro. Always.
And I remember. I remember you telling me, and it's cool how when you find those guys in your life, how important it is as a man, like you hold on to them. This is jumping forward, but I remember, I don't care if we get off track linearly, like I remember when you got hurt and you had lost some confidence. I remember you telling me that you called up Dr. Tom. Was it Dr. Tom?
Yeah.
You called up and you just started talking to him, and like his words on the phone lit that fire back in you to get that confidence back, invited you to do some training to get back in. Like he knew what you needed and you knew where to go. You're like, okay, that's the guy I got to call. You knew that because you found that trusted mentor.
It's so true.
You're so blessed to have him, man. To have a guy like that you can go to.
And like, I didn't even know how special he was because I still remember when we made it to Deep South, and then Deep South was like Bill DeMont got released and Dr. Tom moved in, but Bill had his crew that when Dr. Tom literally got in the ring was like, anyone want to train? And everyone just was like, me and Kofi Kingston rolled in that ring, man.
Yeah.
And we were, and Dr. Tom said, just needed to. And then brother, we started doing drills and spots and then trickling in. Here they come. You know what I mean? And I think from that day, Dr. Tom was like, you're my boy. You know, me and Kofi, you know? And all we wanted was to learn wrestling, man. I'm like, shit, I got Dr. Tom Pritchard. You know how many motherfuckers he brought up? Season me. Throw that everything seasoning on me, you know? please.
Is there something that you... This might be a hard question to answer, but is there one maybe lesson or something that you took away from Dr. Tom in those Deep South that Deep South time? Was there like one or two lessons that like still stick with you to this day that he taught you in those early times of training in Deep South?
In the early times of Deep South, he was still figuring himself out, man, because it was like brand new. He got thrown in this position being like, holy crap, whoa, hold on, what now? Well, how many kids? What are we doing? Who are these kids? Like he got just thrown in, man. Like, Tom, we need you. Boom. And he just shows up like Houdini, like, hey, I'm here. What y'all's names? How long y'all been working? Like he was just new, you know, but my God, him being Dr. Tom and just being that doctor, you know, just, he found out everything in a matter of 2 weeks, man, if that, you know, to where, but it was crazy because like, it was like when it all happened, it was like Tom came in, it shut down. We all moved to Tampa. Like it was like a bing, 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 you know? Wow. So like, it wasn't hardly any time, you know?
Yeah.
But no, like you were saying, hey dude, I was feuding with you guys when I got hurt, you know, coming back.
You were.
I didn't want to get off that track though, but with Dr. Tom, bro. When I got injured, call your shot gauntlet. I'm about to be damn Hulk Hogan and damn win it all, you know? And then damn the wrestling god said, no, you're not. Not today, son. Yes, that injury, bro, it took me out for 11 damn months. And yes, I lost my confidence. I lost everything. I honestly lost everything. I hit a reset button, got stripped with everything. And I just was like, just mentally drained. I was getting a little older, you know, like it was one of those things like, oh my God, like I'm out for 11 damn months. Like, am I going to come back? Like, I hope I get to come back. But when my PT girls, man, Courtney and Katie, Courtney, she's lovely, man. She literally was so patient with me when I'm just mad, I hate this shit. You know, she's like, I do too, but you got this, you know? Like, he's just so good, like, just and had my back through the whole thing. But when they told me, Heath, like, I think you can go in the ring and do your thing a little bit, but take it easy. I'm like, really? You know, they're like, yeah. So, like, High Spots offered me, like, hey, man, come and get in our ring. Another, like, Lodi and them was like, come get in my ring. You know, this is how you can train whenever you like. And I'm just nervous. I'm scared. I'm unconfident. I can't do nothing. Like, I just looking at Steph, I said, if I take a back bump, I might break again. And she's like, and she literally looked at me and said, oh God, he's in his head, you know? And that's what I did though. Dude, I went in the ring. I ducked Myers' clothesline, hit a neck breaker, and it felt like someone stabbed me in my gut. I hit a leg lariat and I fell on my face. It was like my whole gut just ripped, bro, like everywhere. Like my guts are hanging out. And I'm trying to hold that shit in type deal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yes.
So now, I'll get back in that ring. I'm like, I don't know if I want to, you know? I'm so scared. Mm-hmm. And then that's why, like, I called Tom, went there. Brother, he literally just looked at me, and I'm just looking at the ring. I'm sitting in the chair. He's like, the hell you doing? Like, get up in here. Like, come here, you know? And, brother, we just locked up. I got it on video camera. Like, I recorded it.
Yeah.
We just locked up and went, man. His student's not even there yet. They're piling in. Me and him's just going. Just going, back elbow this, take me to the corner, come and try this, let's do this, let's do that. Afterwards, we probably went about a good 15 minutes, and I was blown, just blown, bad blown, like super duper blown. Like, Josh looked at me, he's like, you ain't going to throw up, are you? I'm just like, no, stop. No, I'm not. You know, I was doing one of those things. But the kids are like piling in, and they're all just like, stop. And when we were done, they were like, did y'all plan that? And we're I was just like, I looked at Tom. Tom was like, no, we didn't. Like, but they thought we were like planned it all and everything. I'm like, bro, hell no. We're just walking and talking, you know?
Yeah, baby.
But no, he gave me that confidence for me to at least say, all right, Scott, I'm ready to come back. I think I'm good. I'm cleared. Everything. And then you guys started that damn cult and then took my rhino. But I was so scared in that match. I was so scared. I thank God I was with you and Young, and you guys are damn pros. And I already know it was going to be easy, and you guys are professionals. But in my mind, bro, my mind mentally, I am just like, oh God, what if you break? What if you do this? What if you do that? I wore that damn black tank top for like 6 months because I was body shaming myself. And everyone's dude, everyone's like, what the hell are you doing? Take your shirt off. I'm like, no, man, I look all right, right? It looks good. I was, dude, my mental, I was screwed, man. Just shaking up, man.
I think this is important for people to hear, man. I mean, we have, it's not just wrestling fans that listen to this podcast. It's, you know, business people, but people that are just in every line of work and like all walks of life.
Yeah.
I think this is one thing that I've learned. Like, this is it's really the case in wrestling. It's kind of like, it happened. I've talked to so many guys about it. Like, if your confidence goes, everything else goes.
Brother.
It's in your head. And you said when you're getting back in the ring and you're like, oh man, he was just in his head. If you're in your head, you're dead.
That's so true.
And that's not just true in wrestling. It's true in business. If you're trying to make a decision and all you're doing is just like going over it in your head, like you're not going to be able to make a decision for the right decision for business. If you're trying to make the right decision for your family to move forward and now you're just like in your head about it the whole time, you can't step up, make the right decision for your family and move forward because you're in your head. And it's the same in wrestling. If you're just, once your confidence goes, oh man, it takes something fierce to get back on track. And I remember you, it's coming back now. I remember you wearing that tank top and thinking to myself, like, why is he wearing that? I mean, his good brother's good in shape. Like, and it's, you didn't look any different in month 6 to month 7 than when you took it off. But the difference was all up here. It was all in your head.
It's all in the head, man. Yeah. You know who literally helped me out a lot? Who damn crazy Steve.
Yeah. Oh, what a good
this little wild ass man. He was literally like, listen, I don't give a damn. I'm gonna find your tank top, I'm gonna hide your tank top, and you're gonna have to go out there without a damn shirt. I said, Steve, if you do that and I can't find my tank top, I'm gonna come straight to you and whoop your ass, you know. And of course, you know, we're laughing, but dude, he would literally be like, dude, look at you, you look great. Like, he would pour heat, get that shit out of your head, this and that. And I remember when I had my match with Moose. It was like, I guess Moose was getting too many cheers and they was wanting him to be heel. This is what they told me. They're like, hey, baby, we want Moose to, you know, be heel, but they're kind of liking him because he's like a cool heel. I was like, I get it. His entrance is awesome. He looks good. Yeah. You know, like, I get it. They're like, but the people kind of like you and we need you to like sway him again. Yeah. I said, all right, done. Easy. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know?
He can do that. Yeah. Like, dude,
people love me, man. I don't know why, but it's one of those things to where, like, you know, with my character of getting my ass whipped forever, and then at the end I had like a nice little spot to where, like, and then when I got cool with all the dads with the I Got Kids, they were like, dude, he's got kids, damn it. We got kids, cheer for him, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, boom. But in that match with Moose, man, like, I wore the shirt, everything, and Moose even said in there, he's like, I want to rip it off. You know, and he was like, your body looks good. I said, I don't want you to rip it off, man. Brother, he ripped one of it off to where I looked like Andre the Giant and Jerry the King Lawler out there wrestling. And in my comeback, man, the people were so there. And I didn't rip my shirt off, man. And I still regret that. I regret it. And I'm just like, damn, that would have been the perfect, like, come on, I don't care. And Jimmy Jacobs in the back looked at me and was like, I thought you were going to rip that off and explode that crowd. I said, damn it, I felt it, and I didn't do it because of my damn mental problems, man. Like, I'm fucked in the head. And that's what – that right there scared me away. I'm already – my titties already showing. I might as well keep going, you know?
Yeah, baby.
Mine blocked me from that. You know what I mean? And I know that's just a little damn thing, but that can happen to anyone in life in a bigger situation to where it's like, damn, why didn't I do that? It would have been so easy, and it would have been even better, but – I didn't because I stopped me.
Yes.
You know, like, and thank God we are in this wrestling business. It's the biggest circus that's been going for years, but it's one of those things that we're like, you kind of can't go wrong. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, in this made up crazy daggone ballet with Broadway play that we do that's physical. Something like that. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot lose, you know? I mean, like, I wish I would cut the promo where I could just take a jacket off and headbutt it and drop an elbow on it and knee drop and woo around and the people go absolutely nuts. But you're looking at that like, this dude is insane, but I love it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like, you, if you did that in the mall, you're going to get arrested, you know? But you can do it in wrestling and it's perfectly fine.
I want to take a pause from our conversation to tell you about today's sponsor, CEOFit.ca. Their byline is simple: conquer, evolve, overcome. Do you need to conquer your next workout? Or maybe you've hit a plateau in your exercise game and you need to evolve. Or you're starting to find there's some obstacles in the gym that you can't overcome. CEO Fit will help you conquer, evolve, and overcome any obstacle in your way with their top-of-the-line supplements. Whether it's a pre-workout to help you crush that next cardio session, or, man, you did crush that cardio session and you need to fill your muscles back up with some high-quality protein, we've got that for you at CEOFit.ca. There's also creatine, vitamins, test boosters, seasonings, and syrups to make your meal not just tasty but healthy too. Oh, I can't forget, they're not just going to help you work out your muscles, they're going to help you work out your brain. They got nootropics for brain function right now at CEOFit.ca. Are you a Canadian that you've listened to commercials like this before and then you jump on the website and realize, wait a minute, this free shipping or cheap shipping that they're talking about doesn't apply to me because I'm Canadian? Well, guess what? CEOFit.ca is a proud Canadian company, and we are offering to you Canadian listeners any order over $120, free shipping. Now, you U.S. customers and listeners right now might be going, wait a minute, what about me? Well, I got something for you too. It doesn't matter how big your order is. You might go over there and go, man, I need it all. And you get 10 boxes full of these awesome supplements. It's going to cost you $6. $6. Any size order, anywhere in the United States, $6 in shipping. Not only that, American, with the conversion rate, any price that you see on CEOFit.ca, it's going to convert it to US dollars. So everything's going to be even cheaper for my American customers. So you need to conquer, you need to evolve, you need to overcome. Well, there's only one place that you need to go, and that's CEOFit.ca. That's CEOFit.ca.
I've been thinking that, like, because I'm 40, and I already told myself I want to go to about 45, 46 in ring. And then I would love to be an agent because I feel like I can help these kids out. I really feel like I can. Like, but I don't want to be an agent until I know my boots are ready to put up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, because if I'm going to be an agent, buddy, let me straighten my tie. Let me look pretty. Come here. Let's be, I'm going to fucking help you, you know? That's when I'm going to be an agent. I don't want to be that agent because I know I would be. To where I'm agent in a match. Yeah, Vince. Yeah, okay, yeah. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, what the hell is he doing that for? Well, damn it, if you would let me go out there, I would be able to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want to be that agent.
Yeah.
Because they're going to say, oh, fuck him. Like, he thinks he can still wrestle at damn 48, you know, like, whatever. But it's one of those things where, like, if I want an agent, I want an agent, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I got to – but, like, I'm 40. I feel like – I feel good. I feel in shape. I still want to keep pushing. I still love being a big kid. Like, I love going out there, play fighting with my friends. You know, like, I enjoy this stuff. And it's fun, and it's I love it, and – yeah, I don't even know what question we were on. I just went on a rant.
Me neither, but it's a it don't matter, man. We're just having a conversation, and we're we both love it, man. And I look at someone like you, and you're such a just as a whole, you're like a walking success story. Like, you, how long were you under contract in for WWE? Like
15,
15 years.
Yeah, like, dude. my whole, like, I tell people this all the time, and, like, it's weird for me because I literally got on the independence, man, for 2 years. Ooh. And I was literally training in those 2 years too, you know? Yeah. So like I was green as green can get. I was bright ass green, you know, yeah. I was bright green, but I really believe that my backyard helped me like with selling stuff like that for professional wrestling.
Sure.
But like
showmanship, character, putting on the mom's robes and shit. Like right? It's all gaga.
It helps a little bit, for sure. But like I was literally on the independence for 2 years, man. And then my buddy Crew Jones was getting looked at Deep South to get signed. And they wanted him to be a heel and they wanted him to be comfortable in the ring to wrestle someone. So he said, they asked him if he had a guy that he's comfortable with wrestling. And he's like, of course I do. I'll bring you. He tells me this. I'm like, you're out your mind. I'm not ready. I'm not doing it. I do not want to do this. So then he tells me, well, I already told him you're going to do it. So it's going to look bad on you if you don't. And I'm just like, you son of a bitch. What the hell, you know? But he was like, bro, we're going to do the same match we've always done. We're only going to have like 6 minutes. Just bump your ass off. I'm going over and it's going to be fun. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. So, brother, I went up there. And when I went up there, John Laurinaitis was there. And I just was like, oh, shit. You know, like, I didn't at the time really know who or how much power he had, you know?
Which is maybe a good thing that you didn't know, right?
That's a fact. And, hey, I'm handshaking. I'm smiling. I mean, Ryan O'Reilly was there. Big con, you know? Your boy, like he was he was one of the guys though.
Oh
like,
wow, okay.
Bro, yeah. he's like world championship material here.
Okay.
And I remember I walk in, I'm little green boy that just does independence in Georgia.
Yeah.
Thank God that night Laurinaitis is there. All the boys are there because they're taping TV. They're looking at Crew because they want to sign this guy. They see me and they're like, oh, okay. So Crew makes his entrance, cuts a promo. They booing him. My music hits and I walk out. The whole audience is independent fans that goes to our shows. Brother. And I had this thing back then that I would always come out and be like, what time is it? And they'd be like, it's Miller time. You know? Oh, yes, and my name was the Thriller. Heath Miller at the time, you know? So nice. I'm coming out, wow, baby, this, that. Dude, the crowd pops. They're just like, yeah, Heath, you know? And everyone's like, what the fuck? Who is this kid, you know? Brother, me and Crew have our match. We get in the back. Next thing you know, Johnny Ace comes up to me. He's like, dang, kid, how long you been working? I'm like, 2 years maybe. Oh, grow your hair out. Let me see you in 6 months. And he goes to Bill, and he's like, hey, bring this kid to every TV. Let him start putting these guys over. Brother, I got in. There I am. Every Thursday, I'm on Deep South Television putting over all these dudes. Next thing you know, 6 months later, it's about 5 months maybe, Laurinaitis came back down and looked at me and said, you grow your hair out. You listen. All right, you want to try out? I said, oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And, dude, and they said, you know, I had a tryout, and I got signed.
Dude,
yeah.
Then 15 years you stay with that company after that opportunity. Now you are the. Years. I gotta ask you this.
Yeah,
there's a secret, and I need to know what it is, and people want to know it, and maybe you don't even know what it is yourself.
Yeah,
but I have found in my life that the young guys are like, oh man, they're just trying to get that contract right, and like, oh, it's so hard to get signed. It's so hard to get signed, and I tell them like, hey man. It's harder to stay signed than it is to get signed.
Yeah.
Like you think the hard part is getting that contract, but then you get into the shark tank with all the sharks and man, you got to keep going.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
You lasted 15 years, Heath. What the hell's the secret to longevity? How did you keep your job that long? Do you even know? Like, is there something that about you or how you operated on a business level that helped you keep your job for that long?
Shit, brother. I mean, the only advice that I can honestly give is it doesn't really matter what position you are in, where you're at, all this stuff. When it boils down to, we're all humans. We're all people. Yes, you might make more money than me and you're higher than me and everything and all this stuff, but we all like to be treated nice. We all like to be treated good. We all like to be treated the way that we would like to be treated. So I want to believe that, like, through my years and everything, like, I never in my life would burn a bridge unless I fucking had to. You know, if I had to burn one, damn it, give me the gas and the match. I ain't going to like it, but I'm going to do it. You know, but it's one of those things where I think if you treat people the way you want to be treated, you stay humbled, you know, keep your head in the sky. Please, God, keep your head in the sky, but make sure your feet's on the ground, you know, make sure your feet's on the ground too, you know, because like I've saw people and I've saw the fame go to their head and I saw them treat people different than they did in the past. And it's just, it's a recipe for disaster. I have been one of those guys where, like, brother, if I win the world title or tag titles or whatever title and I am plastered everywhere, I will still look you in the eye and shake your hand and say, hey, baby, how you been? You know, like, That's such good advice, brother.
Oh, man, that's such good advice.
I was the lowest man on the totem pole at once. I was. Yeah. But then in the wrestling world in the years, you know, you gain the respect, you gain the notoriety and all this stuff. And then you can ask people, hey, you know who Heath Slater is? Yeah, man, the three-man band dude, the dude that got kids, you know, wasn't he in Nexus? I think he was in Nexus. Didn't he have long hair? You know, like, but it's one of those things where I feel like you have to be kind, generous, be kind, man, because there's too many shitheads in this world. So be kind to people, because you don't know just saying hello or smiling at someone how much it can change their day, you know?
That's right.
And always do your best at whatever you get, because there's so many times that there was stuff that I had to do to where, like, I was that guy that never said no. Mm-hmm. I was just like, shoot, I can dress up as Benjamin Franklin and do that. Oh, you want a Santa Claus? Let me dress up as Santa Claus. I got Santa. You know, I never really said no. And that's probably why I got in, like, cool gimmicks, but then stupid ass gimmicks to where people's like, what the hell is that? And, like, I didn't know what the hell that was. I just was trying my best at what I had, you know? So I would always say, no matter what you get, always do your best at it, because people will see that, even if you're mad as hell and you're frustrated. Don't show it. Like, be professional. You signed up for this gimmick. Do it the best that you can.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's the way I feel. And I think that's what I've done through my years of swimming up this crazy wrestling sea, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
And another thing I like to tell people is that, you know, everybody wants to be a tiger or a lion or a bear. But I'm telling you right now, if you're a damn chameleon and you can adapt and change all this stuff, you're going to be just fine, man.
That's right. That's good. Yeah. That's good advice, not just in the wrestling business. That's good advice in everywhere, all walks of life, brother. Every walk of life. So that's a good place to end, man. We're like at our time already. Man, this time has flown by. I could talk to you.
It really has, baby. It really has. This has been good.
Another hour easy, but I got two things that I want to end on. Number one, I don't want to let you leave without you plugging stuff. Something.
Oh shit!
I want you to plug. So, like, I know right now you're out. You're doing what you love on the indies.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a promoter right now listening that wants to book Heath and bring him to their show and spread his knowledge and love of wrestling, how do they do that, brother?
All right, baby. You know, everyone wants to hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, but if you could, please go to my email. It's called bookmebaby.22@gmail.com. So book
me. I'll put that in the show notes, brother.
Thank you, baby.
Yes.
But, you know, I got my pro wrestling tee store, you know, and my Instagram is Heath Roman numerals XXII for 22, and Twitter's the same thing. Man, I'm literally just having some fun, enjoying life, and more than anything, enjoying being a dad more, you know. Like, after, you know, with WWE, like, even with the Impact schedule, man, the Impact schedule's damn so fantastic, man. Like, you can be dad and home life, and then you get to have your cake and eat it too. Impact's or TNA now, my bad. TNA Impact is what it's called, right?
Yes, TNA Wrestling.
There we go.
Impact. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, great atmosphere, good people there. The locker room's amazing. I loved it there. But it's one of those things, you know, like, what the hell was I talking about? I'm plugging my shit.
Oh, sure. You just want to go out, do.
You said I'm just having fun. That's what I'm getting to. I'm having fun at the moment.
And being a dad. You're talking about love and being a dad because the schedule is so good that you can still be a dad and home.
There it is. Good, yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say. And you said it better than I did. Yeah. So beautiful.
Well, it's one of the reasons I love you, man. I mean, you had such good advice. We could talk more about our families, and but you did. You mentioned your daughter, and tell her to keep whipping those boys' ass in football.
Right.
I love that. I love that, brother. Mm. And can I? We did very little WWE talk, which is totally fine. I don't care if we did. One thing I mean,
if you would like to, man, we can do a part two later on too.
Well, it's going to, so I'm already going to split the conversation we just had into two. I usually split into like two, like kind of half hours or so. But if you can give me like one more minute of your time, what I like to do is after I hop off the free pod version, I jump over on my Patreon and I like to offer them a bonus story. So if you could stick around, what I'll do is I'll hit the stop button on this free version. We'll head over to patreon.com/CodyDiener. And if you can give me like a, I'm seeing that Nexus logo in the background. Like, is there maybe a crazy Nexus story when you guys did some of your stuff? Was there or that time or era? Maybe just one little wild kooky story that you can think of. That
I could definitely think of a few.
Okay, sweet. So what we'll do is we'll end this one here. We're gonna thank our buddy Heath and his stories. And dude, you're such a fun-loving dude. You're the last person I thought I was gonna be interviewing, and you're gonna make me cry. And you made me cry, brother. Oh man, I love you.
Brother, I'm just a little sensitive anymore, you know. Hey, you know how it is.
I know.
In age and with their babies, man.
Yeah, man. But it happens. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me, baby.
That's going to do it for another episode of Wrestling is Life is Wrestling with Cody Diener and our such an amazing guest, Heath, for the last 2 weeks, part one, part two. Man, I love just sitting and chatting with Heath because he's making me laugh, but even more than that, he gave me even more than I expected out of the conversation. I knew I wanted to have Heath on here because this is a podcast about life and life's journey and how we got to be the people that we are, this crazy person in the wrestling business. I know I'm one of those people, so I want to bring on my friends that are also that. Heath's one of those guys, and I just know that he inspired somebody out there. And if that is you, hit both of us up on our Twitter, our Facebook, or Instagram. Find us on social media. We're very accessible there. I'm just at Cody Diener. I'm putting all, like I said in the end of the conversation there, all of Heath's socials will be putting up in the show notes. You can hit him up and let him know what you thought of today's conversation. If you want to hear this bonus story that Heath is willing to share with me, it's up right now over at patreon.com/CodyDiener, and it's a doozy. So go check that out and consider becoming a patron supporter of this project over at patreon.com/CodyDiener. Don't just support me through my Patreon, but support my sponsors. And the number one OG sponsor I want you to support is definitely Rest When Dead Clothing. Check them out on Instagram at Rest When Dead Clothing and view their entire collection, their tank tops, their hats, their shirts, all their wicked awesome swag. You can go check it out right now at restwhendead.ca. You can also support me by getting a cameo, cameo.com/CodyDiener, or go to my Pro Wrestling Tee store. I got I should give you an exact number, but I know I got at least like 20 designs up there, probably more, at prowrestlingtees.com/CodyDiener. Every design I've ever created of a t-shirt in my, 24 years of being a professional wrestler, they're all up there, and you can get one today. prowrestlingtees.com/CodyDiener. If you want to bring me to your wrestling show, you're an independent wrestling promoter, I'm doing indie bookings and I'm loving it. I'm getting such good feedback from every indie show that I do, not just about what I'm doing in the wrestling world in the ring or on TV with TNA Wrestling, but what I'm bringing to you with this project. I got so many compliments every time I do an indie show from my listeners saying they love this podcast. So thank you. I want to hear more of that, and I want to do more indie booking. So hit me up book Cody at CodyDiener.com. That's book Cody at CodyDiener.com. And maybe you can bring me to your town for some good old independent wrestling. Or you want to bring me to your town because you're a teacher or you're a principal or you are a parent on your PTA or PTO parent council at your kid's school and you hear me at the beginning of the show and sometimes in the conversation I have with my guest about how I'm going into schools and delivering messages to students and you want to bring me to your school, I would love to do that. If you want to inquire about how to make that happen, head on over to my speaking website, which is chrisgrayspeaks.com. That's Gray with an A, chrisgrayspeaks.com. And you can learn about all the programming that I offer schools. You can see satisfied past clients and testimonials on what they had to see or what they had to say about what they saw of me at their school. Also a list of all my satisfied clients that I've had over the years. And you can hit me up and let me bring my journey to your students and the lessons I've learned along the way, much like I do here each and every week. We're going to be doing this again next week with another guest. I'm not going to say who it is, but I'm going to tell you if you are a longtime professional wrestling fan like me, you know who this guy is. He is a legend in the professional wrestling industry, someone that I idolized as a teenager, growing up and loving my pro wrestling. This is one of those guys that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I got to talk to him and have him share some stories about wrestling and his life and his journey. Oh man, I'm super excited about it. Just follow me at Cody Diener, and in the coming days, I will be announcing who that person is and putting up the full conversation with this guy over at patreon.com/CodyDiener. That's going to do it for another week. And until next week, when we will again learn with next week's guest, just like we learned today with our friend Heath. Man, isn't it true that wrestling is life? Is wrestling. We'll see you next week, guys.
Wrestling is life. Wrestling is life. Wrestling is life, is wrestling.